It's 1:24, and I'm calling this meeting to order. Call it Public Library Board of Trustees special meeting. It's Tuesday, September 16th, 2024. And here we are at the Public Library. I'll just introduce myself. I'm Corey Rail, the chair of the board.
Lauren Herbert, treasurer of the board.
Grace Larson, secretary.
Joan Amy, trustee. Sue Laporte, vice chair.
Okay, so first item is to review our operating norms. As a board, we will focus on agenda topics, be open-minded, respect each other, value different viewpoints, be responsive and responsible to our community with reference to the strategic plan, make decisions based on data and facts, listen to each other, be reflective, and run meetings that respect time, have concise agendas, and are transparent. We have public comments next, and show of hands for public comment. And I just want to remind everybody, we're not generally a back and forth discourse. It's just we're hearing the public at this time. We can answer questions if we can. Just so. There's three, is that right? Four? Okay, so we have 10 minutes, so about 2 minutes each. I guess I'm gonna just go left to right, if that's okay. So my left, Jennifer, thank you.
Until this past summer, I had only visited the Public Library once to claim a prize. So when the former director was dismissed, my impressions were based mostly on what I read in the Manchester Journal and what I observed watching the Zoom videos of you guys. And so at that time, I tended to sympathize with her. But since volunteering at the library and with the book sale, I've heard directly from people who worked with and for the former director. And the accounts for these people have been consistent and overwhelmingly negative. I did not go looking for this information, but it came up again and again. And I know you've heard the same stories. And when I've raised them with some of you, I was told not to believe everything I've heard and that there is no evidence. So I have to ask, do you think the employees and the patrons who shared these experiences were lying? That's rhetorical. I don't want to do that. At the September 9th board meeting, I heard numerous public comments regarding the hiring of a new director. Every single speaker urged you to make a decision that would move the library forward, away from the division and the conflict of the past. The two women who have kept the library running so capably, Nina and Adele, these past 2 years have made it clear that they will leave if the former directors reinstated, and I feel confident in saying that the same is true for all of the volunteers, including the bookstores and Judd Rubin. I know the decision before you is not an easy one, and I truly respect the work and responsibility you carry as trustees. My hope is that as you weigh your options, you give full consideration to the voices of staff, volunteers, and community members who want the library to keep growing as a positive, welcoming place for everyone. No matter what decision you make, at the end of this meeting, you will have a library director. But if you make the wrong decision, you won't have a library.
Thanks, Jennifer.
So I'm just going to read. I did some research on the duties of trustees, and I'm just going to begin by reading. This is from the training manual of the Vermont Department of Libraries. It asks, what is the primary duty of trustees? And the response is well-being of the library. It then elaborates in more detail. The primary responsibility of trustees is the well-being of the library, which means to understand the community and its needs, to understand the law and avoid conflict of interest, to exercise discretion and respect confidentiality outside board meetings, to put personal agendas aside when making decisions, to plan for the future resilience. If you, as a board, were just deciding between two or more brand new candidates, I wouldn't be here right now. I wouldn't be coming to meetings. I would just be trusting you to choose the best person, and I would just accept your decision without questioning. However, this is not what is happening. You are deciding between a new person and someone who is already a director who is very controversial. And so your decision is not merely about hiring the best candidate. Your decision is about whether to drag the community and library back into division, more resignations, more drama, more pushback, more upheaval. There are many in the community who are not intimately involved with the library who will be wondering why the drama and bad publicity is starting up all over again. They may think, hasn't there been enough of this kind of thing already? There is likely to be a questioning of your leadership. People will question why you are rehiring someone so controversial who has been litigating the library in town. It will not make sense to them. However, instead, you may choose to let all that conflict, all that difficulty remain in the past. Instead, you may allow the library community to move forward into a fresh beginning with a new director. Everyone that I have spoken to wants the library to move forward into something new. Most do not want to revisit the past. There will be tangible relief and gratitude that you are willing to let the past remain in the past and allow us all the opportunity to move forward into new possibilities and potential. People are likely to have faith in your leadership and are unlikely to question it. Staff, volunteers, and patrons will be willing to give this new person a chance. Perhaps some kind of healing and unity might even arise. I know that it will be a much more peaceful decision. I hope that we may all look forward to meeting, welcoming, and celebrating a new director. I hope that you support the well-being of this library, community, and choose peace. Thank you for your hard work and consideration. And Grace, I can email this to you if you want to include it.
Thank you. Joanne, a scholar, and well, Gordon, okay.
As somebody who, how shall I put it, believes that the best person for the job should be hired, and I'm sure this library board is totally capable of deciding who the best person is, the threats, the unveiled threats the pair of you have just made is absolutely disgusting. I'm sorry.
She has the floor now.
I'm sorry, but I just appalled. Yes.
Thank you, Linda.
Yes.
Okay, so Marty. Go on.
Okay. I was on the Board of Trustees when we interviewed and hired Lindsay Barnes. I didn't know her personally. I was actually amazed to find that someone living right here in Paula had the credentials that she had. She had a master's in library science. She was far more qualified than any of the other candidates that were put forward at the time. Now, the issue of discord and getting past previous grievances, that's not quite that simple. You don't simply turn your back on what has happened. The problem was with the chairman of the Board of Trustees, who has since resigned. It was wholly his doing. He humiliated her in public, and then he usurped her powers, and then he fired her. And in the process, he also did other things like take a computer out of the library and compromise it so that records were lost. This is all stuff that is not just in the past. And hiring some brand new person, and I don't even know who you might be considering, is not going to change anything. This community is well aware of what's gone before and the injustice of it. And we were appalled. I spoke out at the time, and it was vindicated later when the past director of the Board of Trustees stepped down with cause, with a lot of cause. The other thing I'd like to say, there's a lot of talk among the volunteers. When I was on the board, which I think was for about, I don't know, 4 or 6 years, we were well aware that there's a difference in opinions between the volunteers who sort the books and man the book sale and the trustees. They always, and I was told this by some of them, always asked, why aren't you down here sorting books? That's not your job. That's not why you're here. In fact, you can actually make a strong case that there's conflict of interest for you to be engaging in that. So this has been ongoing for years, and it's not going to change. The volunteers are the volunteers. They've got their own attitudes. They live their own separate world down at Jed's Barn sorting books. And you have to deal with a whole different set of realities as trustees. And I would say this, your responsibilities are on a much higher plane than that. You cannot simply turn your back on something that was an injustice from the very beginning and say, we've got to move on with someone fresh. That's not an answer to anything. The real problem that came with Lindsay, and I observed this, was that she came from the world of professional libraries. She was a professional librarian. She wanted to bring professionalism into the way this library was run. And she ran head-on into the previous director of the Board of Trustees. And this is the real heart of the debate. This is the dispute. The dispute between people who volunteer, a few of whom were totally unaccountable for where books went or payments or anything else. And she called that out. She wanted to bring us up to a standard that is reasonable for a public library. And she was fired for that. And you might think that by getting some new librarian in here, everybody's going to forget. No, they aren't. They're not going to forget for 1 minute.
Thank you, Marty.
I want to rethink my words.
Okay. should we go to Gordon?
Well, I just have a procedural cut and dried question. So if I'm understanding the agenda, you're going to have an executive session, then you're going to come back into public session and take a vote, and the vote is going to be on how did you refer to it last meeting? The kind of all of the background evaluation and all of the hiring process and all of that. So you'll vote on that, and then you'll go back into executive session, and you have 2 short segments and then a longer.
Correct.
So I was just hoping to get a little bit of clarity. First, am I right on that, and then second, on the second open session? Just a little bit of clarity on what is going to happen.
Right. Well, we do clarify when we make the motions to go into executive session, but yes, on here, the number 4, which is the next item of business, is to discuss the paperwork and then come out and approve it as discussed, or, you know, that's the action for that. Does that answer?
Yes. And the other 5 minutes and 5 minutes for 6 and 7, or are you going to talk about that later?
I mean, they will come up as the motion is made to go into.
Okay, that's fine.
With clarity.
That's fine.
So
okay.
Is there any kind of time sense of why?
Well, we have it on the agenda. It's hard to know that we do want to give it as much as thought and discussion, but we do want to keep this as, you know, kind of moving along. Okay, Joanne.
I have every confidence that this board is going to make the best decision for the Paulet Library. As I've observed from step 1 to where the step is where they are now, they have been very careful in every procedure. They consulted lawyers, they consulted researchers, they put out
interesting questions which your hiring committee was allowed to address. And that committee approved two candidates. This was all confidential. So if this board has all been confidential, and if that hiring committee has all been confidential, I don't understand why numerous people are presuming who they think those two candidates are, because no one should know at this point. The other thing I'd like to point out is that they are today going to move forward. The only caution I have is to think of the mistakes that were made in the past in moving forward. Make sure you have everything set in place for the new candidate. Make sure you have a probation period. Make sure you have evaluations done, because these things were not done with the last candidate. We do not want to go through another process like we did in the past, having someone come in, suddenly firing them without any form of evaluation. So I believe you've been looking at that, you've been working on it, and as I said before, I think this board has done a very good job each step to make sure they're not going to have any further problems with the new candidate. And we've voted for them. We are entrusting them to find the best possible candidate for the Paulet Library. Not just credentials, but also someone who's going to work well with the community. And I think we need to put our faith in them. I have to admit, I'm appalled people are presuming who the candidates are, because someone here has not been honest and has not kept the confidence they were supposed to.
Thank you, Joanne.
Okay, that's it.
Nina raised her hand.
It sounded like it might have been a rebuttal. Okay. Okay, thank you, Nina. So now our next on our agenda is the proposed executive session pursuant to 1 VSA, section 313A3, for the appointment, employment, or evaluation of a public officer or employee to discuss our hiring documents. And that is, yes, what we intend to do. So I have this two-step motion, the first one and then the second one.
I move that the board find that premature general public knowledge regarding discussion of a personal matter would clearly place the individual involved at substantial disadvantage. I move that the board enter executive session pursuant to 1 VSA 313A3 to conduct an interview with a candidate.
Oh, sorry, but I can't remember. No, it's just to discuss our hiring documents. Sorry, that,
oh, this
that
is
was
not,
an old. It was
to discuss
over,
our hiring
yes,
documents.
Yes, and it's the body to the put it the an individual or the body at disadvantage.
Is it written anywhere else for me to?
No, sorry.
Budget it. Okay, so one. I move that the board enters into executive session.
Wait,
is it the same?
We'll do the first one. So you have a first to find that we find that there's
or the body.
Yep.
So I move that the board find that premature general public knowledge regarding the discussion of a personal matter would clearly place the individual involved at a disadvantage, or the body involved,
mm-hmm.
at a substantial disadvantage. And then do you want to read this?
Yeah. The second on that?
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye?
Aye.
Did I hear?
I said.
Okay.
Oh, aye.
Okay. Grace, then. Yeah. Okay, great. And then the second one now.
I move that the board enter into executive session pursuant to 1 VSA 313A3 to conduct an interview with
to discuss hiring documents.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I thought I had the wrong right one. Sorry. Okay, second on that.
Awesome.
Okay, thanks, Sue. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so it is 1:43, and now we are moving to executive session. Thank you. It is 2:36, and we are back in open meeting. Next on the agenda, we have an action to adopt documents pertaining to hiring, which personnel policy and the employment agreement that we discussed. We have some changes that we also discussed, so we would be approving that with those changes for the employment agreement. Do I have a motion for that?
I'll make a motion to accept the amended employment agreement and adopt the personnel policy.
Okay, second?
A second.
Thanks, Grace. Do we have any discussion on this? And just, I guess we can note that this was the town's personnel policy with our intention to amend it as needed for specific library needs. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No, great, we have those documents in place. It's fantastic. Okay, so back to a proposed executive session. Let me get that
wording.
Give you, yes, pursuant to 1 VSA for the appointment, employment, or evaluation of a public officer or employee.
Well, that's not what this says.
Right, I know. Well,
so I move the board into.
Wait,
go ahead. Do you have it written?
No. I guess, yes, that would be. I can just make those changes and do it. It is.
Well, I could read it off the agenda.
This is it. It's a two-step motion.
Okay.
And the thing is, the. Yes.
You know, Corey, before you go into closed session, is there any way you could generally, like, summarize the policy changes or give the public some sort of sense of what was agreed on? Is that
okay,
possible?
So, like I say, we agreed to adopt the town's personnel policy as our own.
Okay.
It's specifically written that town's policy does not cover library employees, so we were without an employment policy, a personnel policy. We are adopting what has been, you know, used by the town, and we, with the idea that we would amend it to specifics for our library, but we wanted to have a personnel policy in place.
And is there an evaluation process that's implied in either of the employment agreement or this personnel policy?
Yes, there is. I don't have it on hand for the personnel policy, but in the employment agreement, it does address evaluations.
Is that public anywhere, or
not yet? As soon as we make the changes, that would be. It is a public document after we vote to accept it.
All right, fair enough. Thanks.
Sure.
Okay.
I have a question. Is there a reason why it needed to be discussed in private if it was just a general policy?
We think it puts people at a disadvantage because we want to be able to speak to any negotiations within the contract, you know, or the employment agreement. And that's kind of just a standard. Now we're coming out and adopting it in open meeting. Does that make sense? The first motion was that we think that it would put the library board at a disadvantage because we want to be able to talk and dissect this freely. And then the document will be part of the public knowledge, you know. After we approve it, so it will be available. Yep. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. I'm so sorry about this. I thought I had it out. Okay. Here are the two-step now.
Okay, so I'm going to read the first one again.
Yes.
I move that the board find that premature general public knowledge regarding the discussion of a personnel matter would clearly place the individual or the body involved at a substantial disadvantage. I move that the board...
Just the one.
That's it.
Okay, and then second on that.
I'll second it.
All in favor? Or any discussion?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. No? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
I heard everybody, so no opposed. So then the second.
I move that the board enter executive session pursuant 1 VSA 313A3 to interview staff with regard to hiring.
Okay, and also, I guess, to invite staff into executive session with us.
And to invite specifically staff to into executive session with us? Or a name or no?
Well, did you, yeah, I think
oh, we're just going to go in together.
Okay.
If that's okay with you guys.
Yep. Yes. Okay.
So we don't have to have two separate ones.
Oh, okay.
Just put it over
in
one.
So, yep. That's the motion. Do I have a second?
So I don't name them personally then? Or just staff?
Just staff.
Okay.
I mean, it could be recorded for the minutes though, but.
Would you like that?
Sure.
To interview Nina and Adele. Last names?
Okay.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you all. Sorry for the back and forth. We are entering executive session. It's 2:43. It's 3:15. The Paula Public Library Board of Trustees is back in open meeting. We are taking no action from the prior executive session. We have no members of the public in attendance. Okay. Now, do we have that? Okay. Let me just double check on this. Sorry. Okay. So it's, again, two-step motion, the first one, and we go around, and then the second.
Okay, I move that the board find that premature general public knowledge regarding the discussion of a personnel matter would clearly place the individual or the body at a substantial disadvantage.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Okay.
I move that the board enter into executive session pursuant 1 VSA 313A3 to discuss candidates for hiring.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. It is 3:16 and we are back in executive session. So it is 4:17 and I'm calling this meeting back into open meeting, Paulette Public Library Board of Trustees, Tuesday, September 16th. Okay, we have deliberated in executive session, and we are now on to item 9 on our agenda.
Excuse me. Oh, did you want to read something first?
No.
Okay.
No.
So is that for me?
Yes.
A motion. Okay. I move that the Paulette Public Library extend a conditional offer of employment to Lindsay Barnes for the position of library director, contingent upon a successful background and reference check, and authorize the board chair to negotiate terms of employment. Final terms of the employment agreement shall be subject to approval by the full board, including that she agrees to release all claims against the town of Paulette.
Do I have a second?
I'll second
that. Okay, and discussion. Just wanted to reiterate that our hiring process has been very thorough. We started by approving a new job description that met the current needs of our library. We then advertised for the job opening, and the entire board evaluated resumes, most of us using a rubric to compare the candidates against each other. We asked the top 5 candidates to submit written questions, which were approved by the board in open meeting after hearing input from the community. We invited members of the public to evaluate the answers to these questions, and we had a robust discussion ending with our inviting 2 candidates for an in-person interview. Our process has been transparent and comprehensive. Upon completion of each of these steps, the board met to consider the 2 candidates, and based on this review, a majority, well, not yet, but we have this on the floor to vote to make an offer to Lindsay Barnes. We do expect some discussion of the terms of the offer, and the terms are consistent with packages presented to candidates for the same position in the past. So once agreed, we would sign a written employment agreement that incorporates the offer terms and our employment policies. That is sort of what I wanted to put forward as far as the hiring process. Any other discussion?
I have a statement.
Okay.
As an elected trustee of the Paulett Public Library, my responsibility is to act in the best interest of my library's long-term well-being. In fulfilling my legal and ethical duties and care of loyalty, I have reviewed all available information, including input from staff and volunteers, feedback from the community, and guidance from professional organizations, such as the Vermont Department of Libraries and the American Library Association. I have serious concerns about the decision to rehire the former director who was previously dismissed and is currently engaged in active litigation against the library. In my view, this decision risks further dividing the community, undermining the staff morale, and compromising the staff's overall stability and reputation. This vote is not personal, or will not be personal. It reflects my good faith judgment and commitment to ensuring the library's continued resilience, unity, and forward momentum. I believe that the best path forward is to bring in new leadership who is dedicated to serving the entire community and supporting a positive organizational culture.
Thanks, Jenny. Any other discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
Okay, so I have 3-2. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is a reflection on our operating norms. Let me see, I moved them. Here we are. As a board, do we focus on agenda topics? Were we open-minded? Did we respect each other? Did we value different viewpoints? Were we responsive and responsible to our community with reference to the strategic plan? Did we make decisions based on data and facts? Did we listen to each other? Were we reflective, and did we run meetings that respect time, have concise agendas, and were transparent? Time, we did give quite a bit of time to this. We think that we have taken on sort of a difficult decision, and we did treat each other with respect, and I'm very, very proud of all of us for that, and I feel positive that we can go forward as a board.
Thanks, Corey.
Do we have a public comment?
I had a question. Are you going to the select board?
I'm sorry.
Are you going to the select board tonight with the decision? I was told there was a select board meeting. I'm sorry, I'm not. Are you going to the Paulett Select Board tonight?
I'm going to the, I just attend the Select Board meetings. I'm not, I don't, we did not ask for me to offer anything, but I am hoping to. I have some other soccer game.
So you were not going to be at the Select Board meeting telling them the decision and
Right, so the select board, that happens after the actual hiring has commenced. So that would be premature.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that clarification.
Sure, yeah. Gordon?
So I have two questions. Is Lindsay aware that you are stipulating that she release her claims about the lawsuit? That's my first question. And then the second question is, Joni has offered a comment. Do any other board members want to offer a comment on either supporting why you supported Lindsay or why you chose not on this vote?
I feel very strongly that she's not the right person for this job.
Did you ask why?
I did, if I'm allowed to.
No, yes, I was going to answer the first question, that's all, but I didn't want to interrupt, so.
I agree. I don't think that she's the right person to make this library inclusive and welcoming for everyone.
I want to say, first of all, that no, we just came to this decision right now. So we have not been in communication with Lindsay.
I would like to say that I understand this announcement may stir a range of emotions. Our community has been through a period of division, and while not everyone will agree on every decision, I hope that we can unite our shared love of the library and its vital role in enriching lives and fostering learning and bringing people together.
And I guess I would say, over the course of these past 2 years, it's very obvious that this library means a lot to a lot of people, and I am committed, and I think this entire board is committed to making sure that this library thrives and continues to be this part of the community. We might have differences of opinions as to what that looks like, but I feel very confident that we can work together as a board to make this a success.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I do have another question. Just a second. Sure.
Did you have a statement?
I was hoping that the board would all get together on voting for whoever we voted for director, and that we would welcome whoever we voted for into the community and into the library and be supportive of that person. And I know that's what I'm going to try to do, is be supportive of the librarian, whoever, period.
I was just wondering if you would reveal the nature of the contract that she's going to be offered. Would there be like a probationary period that was suggested at the beginning but is often done before?
So are the hiring documents that we talked about and this offer letter that is conditional, there will be some back and forth, and so then I think after everything goes forward, then that would be put forward as it's a public document.
Okay, so that's a document that just
referenced the evaluation process.
Right, there is an evaluation process in this employment agreement.
We did adopt the town handbook,
right,
which has a 6-month provisional, which said that for any reason the employee can be terminated within the first 6 months, and there will be an evaluation within the first 6 months. So we did vote on that, and that was something. So,
and is there a date that this is going to take place, or has that not been determined yet?
Not been determined yet. It's just this. We're just starting this conversation. Do we have any other public comment? Okay. Our next regular meeting is October 7th at 6 p.m. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Will there be any other special meetings coming up? There'll be like another special meeting when you meet?
Possibly. It's hard. It could coincide with the regular meeting. I'm not sure. Generally, yes, there are special meetings to deal with paperwork or, this back and forth. Again, this is a conditional so that the board would have to approve the final terms.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So if some of the things that were explained to us in the possibility of rehiring Lindsay were to come true, do we have any kind of succession plan or the library being open or not? I'm just curious now with the revelation of this news in public, whether or not we'll have staff.
Right.
So and if that's the case, I mean, do we need a special a meeting for that? Or, I mean, obviously it's not on our agenda, but
right. It
is something that we're going to have to address.
Yes. I didn't... We don't have that. I suppose that could be as an emergency meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So make an agenda, I mean, make a motion to adjourn?
Yeah. Were you seconding?
I'm muttering. I second, and so we can adjourn, or we have a discussion, right?
Well, we could, if anybody wanted to prolong the meeting, but...
Are we even going to be able to be open tomorrow, is my question. I guess.
We don't have that information.
We don't, yes. So, all in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're adjourned at...